Take your Bibles and turn to Exodus chapter 4 this evening. We're going to look at another word to ponder upon and think upon. It's a good word, and it's mentioned many times here in Exodus chapter 4 in the first 9 verses. So out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you would please stand if you are physically able. I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently. Verses 1 through 9 of Exodus chapter 4. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land." Well, that word tonight that we're going to look at is the word believe. Good word, right? And in this day and time, we are oftentimes referred to as believers in Christ, right? And so this word is very appropriate. It's a word that we all use a lot, right, in our lives. Believe this, believe that. You know, the word believe is used in many different occasions for many different purposes. So to really understand, I was actually quite surprised to find out that the dictionary had quite an extensive definition for the word believe. And I was not surprised that in the Webster's 1828 edition of the dictionary, which is the one I prefer, it had a very good scriptural bias, if you will, as far as the definition of this word. For all intents and purposes, believe simply means to credit upon the authority or testimony of another. That's what the word believe means. It also means to be persuaded of the truth of something upon the declaration of another, or upon evidence furnished by reasons, arguments, or deductions of the mind, or by other circumstances than personal knowledge. Okay, so in other words, this is not something you've experienced, because remember Thomas, right? Doubting Thomas. Y'all remember him in Scripture, right? And he was missing. He was MIA, right? And at the time that Jesus appeared to the disciples there in the room, and when Jesus had left, Thomas came in and they were all abuzz, right? They told him all about it, and he said, "I'm not going to do what? Believe until what? Yeah, until I thrust my hand into his side and put my hand in his nail prints," right? That was his testimony. And then the next time Thomas was there, and Jesus met him, and he said, "Oh, my Lord and my God." Okay, yeah, Thomas, but you should have believed when they told you, because now you've seen it. Now here, go ahead, put your hand here, and touch and feel. See, that's okay to believe now, but that you've seen it. But it's really belief when you don't get to see it. So you understand that this is, even by definition in the dictionary, it's believing, or it's taking credit or being persuaded of a truth other than your personal knowledge. So what does that mean for us? For us as in today and in our time, we get to see the Word of God. And I've told you this many times before. We get to hear the testimony of other believers, right? But let me ask you a question. Has anyone in here seen Jesus face to face? No. We haven't. So guess what? What we believe, if you will, that word again, here is by faith. That this is the Word of God. What many of us in here, or maybe all of us in here, have accepted at some point in our life, understanding we're a sinner, that our sin has condemned us to hell, and that Jesus Christ is the only solution. He's the only one that can save us, washing us with his blood, providing that redemption, and we turn to Him from all of that in repentance and faith and trust Christ as our Savior. Listen, that's by what? Faith. And it's not by our knowledge that we already had pre-existing, but rather by something someone with some authority told us. And we did what? Believed. So you understand this word is very critical, isn't it? It's very important for us to understand it. The dictionary further went on to say to have a firm persuasion of anything. In some cases, to have full persuasion approaching to certainty. When I say that I'm a Bible-believing Baptist, that's with a lot of certainty. Because I know these things are true. You say, how do you know? By faith. You say, oh no, here we go again. Yeah, here we go again. The Bible says if I have faith as big as a mustard seed, I can do some pretty cool things. It doesn't take much. But I have a firm persuasion, approaching certainty. In other cases, believe is simply a approaching of certainty, but more doubt is implied. It often is followed by believe in or believe on, especially in the Scriptures. To believe in is to hold as the object of faith. To believe on is to trust or to place full confidence in, to rest upon with faith. See how complete this is? You understand that, especially when talking about Jesus and the gospel, this thing of believe in is to hold this belief as the object of faith. That's believing in Jesus. To believe on Jesus is to trust Him, to place full confidence in Him, to rest upon Him with faith. In theology, to believe sometimes expresses a mere assent to the understanding to the truths of the Scriptures. So with all these things in mind, and the passage of Scripture that we read, you understand that that mankind and this word believe have had quite a relationship over the years. Haven't we? Even back here in the book of Exodus, you understand that Moses had been kind of rogue for a little while, right? He got out of the will of God by committing murder and ran off into the wilderness. And he was there for quite some time. And all of a sudden, he's out tending the sheep of his father-in-law, and he sees this bush on fire, but not consumed. That's pretty cool. I think I would go look at it as well. So he goes and he has this account with God, right? This time, and God speaks to him, and he says, hey, I have this job for you. And Moses says, well, I don't know if I really want to accept this or not. He gets there and he says, God says, you need to go and you need to tell them, And even say that I am hath sent me unto you. And so God in chapter 3 gives them all these things, and he gives them the reason, and he gives them the philosophy and the purpose behind all the things that had transpired with Israel and what Moses was supposed to accomplish. And Moses rebuttals and says in verse 1, "But behold, they will not believe me." Hey, how did John the Baptist do? As a voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Preaching repentance. And then one day, as Jesus was passing by, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Right? I mean, wow. Did he have a lot of converts? A lot of people that believed him? Some. Not many. So you see, we've had this relationship as mankind with this word believe. Back in the garden, God gave a dictate, a command, right? Keep the garden, dress it. You eat of all these trees, except. You know what Eve, all Eve would have had to have done is look at that old serpent and said, "You know what? I'm going to choose to believe what God said." That would have fixed a lot of things. Wouldn't it have? And ladies, not to place all the blame on your side, but Adam could have said the same thing. You see, Eve was beguiled. She was tricked. She was seduced, if you will. But Adam made a choice. He knew exactly what was going on. He was not fooled. He was not tricked. He chose to take of the fruit and eat it. But he could have said, "You know what? I'm sorry, Eve, that you did this, but I'm gonna believe God." You see, this thing believe is so very important. It's important to us. You say, "But Pastor, you're talking to people, for the most part, who've already believed in and believed on Jesus Christ. You're talking to people who are sitting in an independent Baptist church who believe that this book is the very Word of God. Why do we need to study this word believe? Well, it's important. It's important for us, but it's also important for us to remember how we came to this point because of this word believe. All of that entails. All these words and these feelings that are associated with the definition here, like persuaded, declaration, evidence, deductions, reasons, arguments, knowledge, implications, persuasion, trust, full confidence, resting upon with faith, understanding. All of these things are associated with the word believe. So I thought that as I was putting this together and thinking about all of this, I came down to three simple things, and this may be even too simple, but it's just simple. We serve a triune God. That's something that I believe. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Okay? So I thought about this thing, believe, and I thought, you know what? It is what we need to make sure that we are conducting ourselves as we ought to as believers, because the word believe implies that I have been persuaded, I have been credited upon authority, I have been trusting and placed full confidence and resting as, holding as the object of faith, approaching to certainty some things in my life. What things are those? Well, these are some of the things that I came up with. First of all, believe the authority of God the Father. Remember the definition said to credit upon the authority or testimony of another. What more do you really want? God the Father, the one who sits on the throne, the one who's there orchestrating all that there is. And as Moses was told by God himself, he said, I am that I am. Wow. I mean, I guess we could just shut the book and go home, because isn't that enough? I am tired of people believing what someone else says. I'm tired of people believing what this entity says, or what that entity says, or what this religion says, or what this government says, or what this publication says, or what this author says, or what this scholar says, or what this prophet says, or wait a minute, whatever happened to believing the authority of Almighty God? It seems like Christians today are jumping ship on what God says and following after what Dr. Dooflunky says. And I'm left scratching my head like, why? Why would you abandon that? Well, I have some bad news for you. In Numbers 14, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? His own chosen people. The people that he, first of all, brought down to Egypt for safety. And then after the 400 years of bondage, because of their cries, sent someone to take them out, took them out, brought them out, with some very cool things. I mean, super cool. Like, believable cool. Yeah. I mean, if you read between the lines or in the Hebrew, that's what God says. He says, how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? That's, in parentheses, super cool things that I did for them in Egypt. Yeah. God's chosen people. And I think today, God's scratching his head and saying, why are these Christians? I've given them the word of God. I've given them preachers and people to show them the truth. And they're believing. I've showed them all these signs. I've showed them all these wonders, all these things, the day-to-day miracles that we experience, folks. And yet we're following after somebody else's voice. Why? We're believing some guy with some degrees on the wall. Big whoop-de-ding. What about God? Almighty God. He says, how long will they provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? I think God's wondering the same thing today with Christians. Or, if you will, believers. We're the ones that are supposed to believe. We're the ones that are supposed to trust him implicitly. In Deuteronomy 1, again, God says this. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. Moses is speaking here. And ye murmured in your tents and said, because the Lord hated us, he brought us forth out of the lands of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Or brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, this people is greater and taller than we, and the cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then said I unto them, dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. And in the wilderness, where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place, yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God. That's what happened. And because of these 10 spies that brought an evil report, all the males, 20 years old and upward, died. 40 years of wandering in the wilderness before they were allowed to enter into the promised land, claiming the inheritance. Why? Because they didn't believe God. They believed what the 10 spies said, not what God said. Folks, I can give you example after example after example, Old and New Testament, of God's people and New Testament Christians that decided to believe someone else or some other authority other than God. And let me tell you just a little clue. It never works out. Never works out. I do love some of the positive examples. I'll give you one. In Acts 27, Paul, having just gone through the storm Euroclodon. I was just talking with somebody the other night. I'm the kind of guy, if there's a tornado coming, I'm going to be standing in the front yard looking at it. Wow, look at that funnel cloud. Cow going by. That's me. I'd have loved to be on this boat when this thing was going on. I don't know. Probably not. But sounds good. I love what Paul says, though. He's a little bit contemptible here, but he has a good saying. Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and have not loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you, be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. And that needs to be the sentiment of every single believer and every single Christian of this day and time. We can look at the world and say, you know what? You should have listened to us. You shouldn't have gone down this path. You shouldn't have done these things. You shouldn't have turned from God. You shouldn't have done this and you shouldn't have done that. But you know what? Be of good cheer, because God still loves you. He still wants you to be saved. He still wants you to follow after him. He still wants you to be brought back into fellowship, because I believe God. And that's it. I don't mind standing here telling people that I know the truth. Because where do I get my truth from? From God. And I'll just say, you know what? I'm sorry you've believed that way. I'm sorry you think that way. I'm sorry you followed after this. I'm not going that direction. I'm staying put. I'm staying here because I believe God. And that's it. We need Christians to get back to the place where they believe because of the authority of Almighty God. If that's not enough, we need some Christians today that are going to get back to where they believe the authority of God's Son. So if the things about that God said in the Bible are not enough, what about the things that Jesus said? Would that be enough? Maybe. Jesus Christ, as he came out of the water, went straightway up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Later on in that same book of the Bible, in Matthew 17, on the Mount of Transfiguration, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Many times through the Gospels, we see Jesus being displayed as one of authority, given that authority by his Father, which is God the Father. Remember, one of my favorite passages of Scripture is John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might, guess, believe. That they might believe. We know John 3:16. For God did what? So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth what? In him. Remember we talked about that. Should not perish but have everlasting life. In John 5, Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Yet ye sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, ye will receive, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For ye had believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Simon Peter answered Jesus in a conversation. When Jesus said, will ye go away also? Simon Peter said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, as believers in Christ, as Christians, we need to get back to our belief in the authority of God the Father. And our belief in the authority of God the Son. You listen too slow tonight. Just in closing, then, we also need to believe in the authority of the Holy Spirit of God. Upon salvation, the Christian or the believer receives the Comforter. And he's that still small voice within us. We're encouraged to not quench him. We're encouraged to not upset him, because he is the part of God that indwells the believer. The Spirit of Truth. The Comforter. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. These are the names that he receives in Scripture. Folks, we need to listen. And we need to believe him. Because he's there to guide us into all truth. He's there to bring all things into our remembrance. He's there to verify that these things truly are of God, and He is supposed to be our guide and our direction in this life that we're living for the Lord. And we've got to believe. He has the authority. There are three that bear record in heaven. You understand that, right? In John, in 1 John 5, it says, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. It says, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And he that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There are many more scriptures that I intended to look at tonight, but, and even those are not even enough to scratch the surface of this idea. But I think I've given enough evidence and enough of an encouragement and enough of a sample size for you to understand that this word believe is so very important. And our understanding of this word believe is so very important. And our execution of this word believe is paramount if we're going to be successful today.